It's David, 5 minutes past seven, and we welcome a guest to the program now. John Lott is an esteemed economist. He is also the president of the Crime Prevention and Research Council and author of a great many books, notably More Guns, Less Crime and The War on Guns. He joins us now about a study that was recently done by the Crime Prevention Research Center. Dr. Lott, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. So what did we find out in this study about mass shootings? Because we all too frequently hear that all the mass shootings on the planet take place here in the United States of America. We are the nexus of mass shootings on the planet.
Right. Well, we weren't really supposed to be talking about that. But the what you find is that the United States actually has relatively few mass public shootings compared to the rest of the world. You often heard during the Obama administration, President Obama would frequently say that the United States was unique in terms of mass public shootings. But if you look at either the rate or the number of people killed, Northern Europe, for example, is very high. The casualties per attack is high there. Western Europe is also relatively high if you look at since 1998. And there are many parts of the world which are just huge compared to the United States or Europe. Africa, Southeast Asia are two examples. You know, the Philippines, which are very high. Russia has had a number when you're talking about Europe, Eastern Europe there. These just don't get very much news attention. We hear cases like the Norway killing, where 67 people were killed and 110 wounded. You hear about 2015, for example, you had those four big mass public shootings in France. In fact, you had more people killed in France in 1 year from mass public shootings. Are more casualties than the United States had during the entire 8 years of the Obama administration. It's just 1 year. And France is a country that's about one-sixth the population of the United States, or one-fifth, I'm sorry.
Well, and notably, a lot of these places have pretty strict gun laws, and we are a country that is, we are told, awash in guns. And interestingly, and this is one of the points you have been making for many years, as increased availability of private carry permits has become prevalent, we haven't seen a real spike in violent crime, have we?
Well, you've seen the opposite. It's gone down. I mean, we just released a report the end of last week on concealed carry. Every year we put out a report on the number of concealed carry permits and what's happened to crime rates and how law-abiding permit holders are. And there's now about 17.3 million concealed carry permit holders in the United States. You go back to 2007, there were 4.6 million. So you've gone up from 4.6 to over 17 million there since 2007. And, California doesn't have very many permits that are issued. You have less than 0.4% have a permit in some places like San Francisco, there's like three permits. In Los Angeles County, there's like 225 for an adult population of 8.5 million.
Hang on, Dr. Lott, I've never heard that figure before, and I live not far away. San Francisco has literally three private carry permits in the city?
In the county, right. The city and the county are the same. But yeah. They, right. Well, it used to be one. For many years, the only person who got a concealed carry permit in San Francisco County was the private lawyer for the sheriff. And was his personal lawyer, was the only person in the county who seemed to rate getting a permit. They've loosened it up slightly, up to three. I mean, you have a new sheriff now there. But no, it's extremely restrictive. I mean, one of the things that's interesting is that for the vast majority of the country, you can apply, if you meet certain objective rules, then you're automatically granted permit. So you're over 21, you pass a criminal background check, you do your training, you pay your fee, and if you do all those things, then you can go and get a permit. And outside of California and New York, you have about 8.6% of the adult population with a concealed carry permit. In California, where you have to demonstrate need, in Los Angeles County, we actually got the list of all the people that have permits. And they're basically very wealthy white males who get permits. I mean, the irony is the Democrats claim about caring about poor people, caring about women. Only 7% of the concealed carry permits in Los Angeles County are for women. Nationwide, it's about 36%. Only about 6% of the permits in Los Angeles County go to blacks. Nationwide, it's about 13% of permits go to blacks.
Aside from the liberal enclaves of New York and California, in other states, has the surge in carry permits been a result of demand, or have they actually made it easier to get them?
Well, I mean, a little bit, it depends on what state you look at, a little bit in terms of ease, like Texas just reduced its fee from getting a permit from $140 to $40 last year. But the big impact has been just people have desired more to get permits. And the big driving force has been women and minorities, particularly Asians and blacks, getting permits. Asians have, over the last 6 years, the rate of them getting permits is about 30% faster than for whites. For blacks, it's about 20% faster. And for women, over those 6 years, the growth in permits for women was over 100% faster than the growth in permits for men. There's other polls, there are polls out there that show that both the majority of women and blacks now believe that owning a gun makes them safer as opposed to creating more dangers. And you see a corresponding change in both women and blacks getting concealed carry permits. And my own belief is it's about time, because those are two groups that benefit the most from getting permits. The people who benefit the most are people most likely to be victims of violent crime. Police are extremely important, but they themselves realize that they almost always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's occurred. And the one group that stands out in terms of being the most likely victims of violent crime are poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas. And for women, basically people relatively weaker physically benefit the most.
We've been very fortunate here in Sacramento County that our local sheriff, Scott Jones, has adopted a much more relaxed attitude about private carry. His policy is shall issue and not may issue here, and they have issued a lot more private carry permits in Sacramento County than in a lot of other places in California. Yet the local assemblyman has been wanting to hold him accountable and campaign against him because he acts as if his policy regarding private carry permits is presenting some sort public safety crisis, in spite of the fact that not one of those carry permit holders has ever committed a gun crime in this county or anywhere else. Dr. Lott, is there any even outlier location in this country where increased carry permits have resulted in any kind of spike in violent crime?
No. I mean, just to emphasize your point, I mean, it's just not your county there, but you find permit holders across the country are extremely law-abiding. The type of person who's going to go through the process to go and get a concealed carry permit just doesn't go and commit crimes. You know, you look at it and you find the revocation rate for permits for firearms-related violations are thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point. And most of those don't have anything to do with the crime. Most of those are for people forgetting to have their permit with them when they're carrying. Again, you're talking about a really tiny fraction of 1%, or accidentally carrying a permit concealed handgun into a gun-free zone, like an airport or something. You know, you have like Barry Switzer, who some years ago accidentally carried his permit concealed handgun into the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, the former coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
You know, he was late for a team plane, and you know, that's, you have that happen every once in a while. But, you know, it's, those are the main things that people end up losing their permits for. And just to compare it to police, police for firearms-related convictions are convicted at about at 1/20th the rate of the general population. Permit holders are convicted at 1/10th the rate of police officers. So police officers are rarely convicted of firearms-related crimes compared to the rest of the population, and permit holders are committed at 1/10th the rate that police are.
Dr. Lott, is there any correlation between higher crime rates, gun crimes, and open carry policies in the states that allow it?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell. You really need to have a change in the law to make a difference, you know, to really study it. And there have been few states that have changed their open carry policy, you know, because there can be so many reasons why crime rates, whatever, can vary across places. One of the things is that almost nobody open carries when you're allowed to do it. Now, California, you may be in an interesting situation because you've effectively banned in some places or extremely limited the ability for concealed carry. And so the question is, what does it mean to bear an arm? You just had a Ninth Circuit appeals court decision saying, from Hawaii, saying that you can't ban people carrying completely. That basically, if you're going to ban them being able to carry concealed, you're going to have to allow them to carry openly. Now, that's being appealed to the full appeals court there in the Ninth Circuit, and, you know, we'll have to see what happens. But I think eventually that would, if the gun control advocates win, that would get to the Supreme Court, and I would think that at that point the gun control advocates would lose. So it's just the question of, you know, but then you may have some more people carry openly. But people I don't think feel comfortable, particularly in urban areas, carrying openly. But, you know, the thing with concealed is you have no idea whether somebody's carrying concealed. So you get outside of California, as I say, basically outside of New York and California, you have over 8.6% of the adult population carrying. And their surveys indicate that you may be talking about 6-7% of the adult population carrying virtually all the time. And so, you know, you go to a restaurant or you go to a movie theater or you go to a mall, it's very likely that somebody nearby you will be carrying a gun, and you would have no clue whether they were carrying or not. I mean, 21 states, we allow teachers and staff to carry, and I would bet, you know, the students or other teachers that are there that aren't carrying, unless they're told, would have no idea that those people are carrying a gun.
Well, and that was going to be my question. In those states where they allow teachers to carry on campus, do we have any statistics as to how many of them actually do?
Well, we don't know exactly. Utah, well, I mean, again, it varies a lot across states. Most of the states require you have to get permission from superintendent or school board. So it could vary anything from a few school districts to some place like Texas or Ohio, where you have hundreds of school districts that have teachers and staff carrying. And then you have states like Utah, New Hampshire, Alabama, a good part of Oregon, where any teacher who has a concealed carry permit in those places can carry. You don't even need to get approval from the school. In Utah, it looks like about 5% of teachers carry consistently, and about 10 to 12% of the staff carry regularly. That's probably the state that we have the best information on. I would guess it's probably fairly similar in Alabama and New Hampshire, but we don't have any surveys that have been done there. Anyway, so those are just some rough ideas. You know, you probably have every school in the state of Utah that probably has somebody carrying.
Well, and then that may not necessarily be a bad thing. This all just seems to confirm, once again, the premise of more guns, less crime, which is now in its third edition, that You know,
Well,
the idea that more guns out there make for a Wild West lawless atmosphere just simply is not the case.
the opposite's true. I mean, having these gun-free zones are like a magnet for killers to go to. I mean, you can't do anything but read the statements from these killers. Even Cruz, who just did the Florida high school shooting, had a video just the day before where he was talking about why he was going after the school there. He was talking about issues of gun-free zones. He was talking about trying to kill as many people as possible so as to go and get media coverage. This happens time after time. These guys may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. You know, if even if you do put a guard there in uniform, a police officer in uniform, or somebody who's readily identified as a guard, if you're going to have an attack, they're going to be the first person killed because these attackers know that once they kill that person, if they're the only person with a gun, then they have free rein. The advantage that you have for having teachers or staff carrying, where you don't know who it is that's carrying, is you take away the strategic advantage of these killers. If you have somebody in uniform, the options are you kill them first, you wait for the guard to leave and then do your attack, or you pick some other venue where you don't see a guard around. When you have teachers who are carrying concealed, you completely take away those strategic advantages that the killers have in those cases, and so they avoid those places. There's never been in any of these states, these 21 states that have allowed to varying degrees teachers and staff carrying, in none of those schools have you ever had a shooting or mass public shooting.
Well, it doesn't matter how many statistics or figures you pile up, Dr. Lott, here in California, they will hold no
Well, you used
sway.
to allow, up until about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, California used to allow people with permits to carry in school property, including teachers and staff. You had to have the superintendent doing it. It's been that way since you've had concealed carry in the state. But, you know, I guess because just who knows? But there were no problems that they could point to. Not one single problem had occurred over all those decades, but California passed a law forbidding teachers and staff from being able to carry on
Well,
school
just
property.
as with Assemblyman Kevin McCarty going after our Sheriff Scott Jones over his concealed carry policy, he acts as if it's a threat when in fact there has not been a single instance of gun crime committed by a permit holder ever. So, anyway, I appreciate the time, Dr. Lott. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much. I
Thank
appreciate it.
you. AM 1380, the answer. I apologize for covering material he didn't want to talk about. His publicist sent me that information. Oops. AM 1380, the answer. It's the Phil Cowan program. We'll